We can be sure of ultimate renewal. We can be sure of ultimate triumph. Psalm 116, we read that last week. It's a psalm of triumph. We are sure that God is being glorified, and that's exactly what we want. The reality is the outward person is perishing. You know, there's that battle of the spirit versus the flesh. You're either a friend of the flesh or a friend of the spirit, but you can't have one or the other. So hopefully the decision that we all make is we are friends of the spirit. The inner person is being renewed each day. And I've shared this with you before. When I wake up in the morning, even if I haven't had my first cup of coffee yet, I say, thank you, Father. And I say, good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, God. I try to start my day off with that because that helps set my mindset, my heart, my spirit before God. Gets me going for the day. But let's talk about a couple things. Last week was theory, but this week is, how do we do it? How do you get renewed each day? Any of you ever question that? Ever wonder, how am I going to get renewed? Because right now I feel like I'm stuck in the bottom of the tar pits, like the tar pits in L.A. I'm stuck in the mud, the gunk, and I can't get out of it. But it's the work of the Holy Spirit. Everybody grab your Bible that's in front of you, there in the pew. Let's go to Ephesians 1. Let's go to Ephesians 1, verses 13 and 14. And who would like to read that for me? Marv?
Well, I was going to get a different translation, but I'll read it here.
Ephesians 1, 13 or 15?
13 and 14. And by the way, the way we do it here is I always ask for volunteers about a half a second before I pick somebody.
Okay, it sounds like the military way.
Yeah, the military way.
Okay, Ephesians 1, 13 and 14 in whatever translation this is, this New International Version, okay? And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of his glory.
That's such a wonderful promise that God says, I'm giving you the Holy Spirit. Now, my version, the New American Standard, the Revised American Standard, says the pledge. But it's a guarantee. That's God with you, inside you, no matter what. And that's saying he's going to walk with you. He's going to work with you. He's going to help you to grow. And if you notice, it's almost always connected to the word. Let's pick up another one. Who would like to read Matthew 7? Go to chapter 7. This is part of the Beatitudes. Chapter 7, and it's verses 7 through 9. Who'd like to pick up the mic and do that one? Marv is anxious to unload the mic.
Verses what?
It's Matthew 7, part of the Beatitudes, and it's verses 7 through 9.
Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who has asked receives. He who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone?
Now, those of you that have had prayers answered in the last couple weeks, and we have to include Wayne and Verlaine because they're down south from here for this weekend, so that's why they're not here. Look at how the prayers have been answered. Verlaine was having issues with her short-term and long-term disability because of her arm. We prayed for her, got it. Larry, we prayed for you. Look at what happened to your finger, how much better it is. He's getting it back again. Now he wants to be able to play the piano again. Who else in here has had prayer answered because you seek, you ask, and you knock? Almost every one of us, if not every one of us, has had prayers answered in one way or another. Certainly for me, being back in school is a tremendous answer of prayer for me to finish, one, my education, but it's also for me to serve the Lord. Here I am, being a blessing to you, not a trial and tribulation. I'm being a blessing to you. Okay? Who else has got prayers that have been answered? Because you seek, you ask, and you knock. I'm going to pick on Jenny.
Jenny, every day.
Every day. Amanda? Ditto. Jay, where are you at? You've got lots of prayers answered, don't you? Many prayers. And we'll get to that one day. Okay? But I know in this happy little group over here, you've had prayers answered. Same way with here. You've had prayers answered. God is here, but you ask him. Seek, and you knock on the door. All right? So far we've got the Holy Spirit is here. He's your pledge, but the Holy Spirit also works with you, guides you, mentors you. He's our comforter. He's our coach. Prayer works. I've seen it in my own life many, many times. Prayer works. Now, another thing, experience. When you pray, what are three possible answers that God can give you for a prayer? What are three possible answers God can give you for a prayer?
Yes, no, or maybe.
Yes, no, or maybe. Which one's the hardest? No. How about the maybe? Because no is pretty clear, but what's maybe do to you? No?
Makes you wait.
And what do most of us have a problem with?
Wait.
Patience. Yes, I don't want to wait. I want it now. Like a 2-year-old, I want it now. No, patience. And God is constantly perfecting that in us, is he not? The more you walk with him, okay, where's my old-time Christians? Well, you're all old-time Christians, so. Okay, I pick on everybody. Okay, so when you are hearing God, how much easier does it become for you to hear God as you are in your walk? A brand new baby Christian has so much mind chatter going on. They barely hear God. They barely hear him. But as we mature and we get rid of the mind chatter up here, you learn to hear the Spirit a little better. Is that not true? So, Steve, I know you hear Rod. Now, Steve goes, no, I don't hear God. I don't believe that for a second. But every one of you, in one way or another, you're going to hear God in a dream, driving on the road, as long as you don't have road rage, driving on the road, in here, in your bedroom, you're cooking, whatever, you can hear God at any given time. So the longer you walk with the Lord and the more you learn to hear him, the easier it's going to be. It also means it's going to be easier for you to hear the yes, no, and the maybe, and you need to wait. So you get to learn how to deal with patience. There's one other thing. When we come together here Sunday mornings, we're assembling. Paul writes in the New Testament, he says, do not forsake the lawful assembly of the saints. Now that's King James Version. But the point is that we rely on one another. I rely on you to pray for me. You rely on me to pray for you, and you rely on each other to pray for each other, to comfort each other, to take care of each other. There's, I think it's in Peter. It could be one of the other shorter letters, though. It says, you know, if you're ill, and that ill could be physical or it could be spiritual illness. If you're ill, go to somebody in the Lord. confess your sins to one another, and the prayers of that righteous man over you or woman will affect much for you. So stay together as a congregation. Stay together as family. Stay together with your other friends that are Christians. Stay together. Because that, the synergy of that coming together gives you more power, gives you victory in the Lord. So you say, all right, Dave, that's some how to do it. But how do we recognize it? When we turn on the light, what flees from before us? Darkness. When we are in the Lord, we are the light. We're the salt of the earth, like in Matthew, in the Beatitudes. We are the salt. We're also the light, the city on the hill. The darkness flees. That's part of how people see you. Are you the light or are you the darkness at work, at home, when you're shopping, talking to your neighbors, that sort of thing? What are you, the light or the darkness? James 1, verse 12. Who could read that for me? James 1. Verse 12. Verse 12. James 1, verse 12. Is the mic on?
It's blue now.
All right, now let's try it again.
Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him.
Thank you. Okay, folks, who's under a trial right now? Who's under a trial right now? There shouldn't be any of you with your arms down along your side. Every one of you is in some kind of a trial or tribulation or testing before the Lord. But what's the glory of being in that trial, that testing, that tribulation? God is with you. You are glorifying God by what you're going through, because you're relying on him for the strength. You're relying on him through the Holy Spirit for guidance, for coaching, for mentoring. What a great opportunity it is for us to live in the Lord. Now, when we get down in the mouth, as the saying goes, when we get down in the mouth, we're looking inward instead of outward. And it's very easy for us to look at ourselves on the inside and go, I'm doomed. Been there myself a few times, to the point of being suicidal. But yet the Lord's lifted me right out of that. Now that's kind of extreme. But still, each one of us in one way or another has our own points of where we have hit the wall and we can go no farther. And we cry out to God and say, I can't do it. But God says, yeah, you can. You can do it. You can be successful. You can be victorious. But you have to believe it. You have to believe it. You have to be willing to take the battle on. I've preached to you many times out of Ephesians and out of Peter. Peter says, Satan is as the roaring lion, and he's going to devour whoever he can. And who is it that he's going to devour? You. You go to Ephesians 6. You have the armor of God. What a wonderful opportunity for us to go and be protected. Take each of those six items. Put them on. I've told you that. I've done that with the kids up at Pine Cliff Church Camp. They love it. We put on the helmet. We have the shield of faith and the helmet or the breastplate. And we put everything on. And we go, we're ready to attack Satan. So I encourage you to do the same thing. Put on the armor of God. So when you start feeling down, you can have the arrows of Satan, as the Bible says. Arrows of Satan will not go through you. They'll bounce off of the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, because God's there with you. Our understanding of reality is about that big. Everybody put your finger out there like that. Our understanding of reality is about that big. And how much do you know about God? About that much. At ILF, Marv, I'm trying to learn everything I can at ILF, and it just goes over the top of my head. But I'm going to triumph. I'm going to be successful. I'm going to be victorious. And I'm going to come out of that with my degree. God help me, because he has. But each one of you has your own points of trial, tribulation, but at the same time, God has given you the armor to overcome. He has told you out of Ephesians, the Holy Spirit is your pledge. He has empowered you when he surrounds you, not just with his own spirit, but each one of you being together, work together, pray for one another. If you get hurt during the week, don't suck it in. Text, call, show up, be at your neighbor's door. Neighbor as in Christian. Come see me. Dave, what do I do? And we'll pray together. All right? This is a church that loves one another. Let's not let that fall. Not that I'm saying it is, but rely on one another. The Lord has given you tremendous resources in the New Testament. The Holy Spirit. We have the salvation of Jesus on the cross and his resurrection. We're empowered by the Holy Spirit. We have the Word. We have all sorts of tools that God has given us to be renewed on the inside. What I ask for you to do this morning is to say, God, I want that. I want that more than anything. Let's bow our heads. Lord, I thank you very much that you've given us the Holy Spirit. I thank you very much that you have shown us how to walk and you continue to show us how to walk. Lord, within each person here this morning, every man, woman, and child, I pray that your Holy Spirit work deep within their hearts, their minds, and their souls. Let them be glorified in you, but let you be glorified also by what each person here, each child of God can accomplish. Lord, you're showing us how to walk and talk. You're showing us how to be victorious, and we already are victorious. So, Lord, we thank you that we don't have to be afraid of the devil. We do not have to be afraid of death, because, Lord, death has already been defeated. Lord, we thank you for everything that you do for us day in and day out. Amen. Amen.